Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So issues over the Dublin Transport Plan continue this morning. Last night, city councillors heard that the Dublin City Council CEO, Richard Shakespeare, won't make a decision on the implementation of the traffic measures until he has seen an economic impact report that's currently being put together by the City Centre Traders Alliance. So this came after a meeting yesterday which saw traders, along with the Fine Gael Minister, Emer Higgins, calling for the council to pause the move. And one of those who was at that meeting was Jean McCabe, who's the Deputy Chair of Retail Excellence Ireland. We're also joined on the line by Olivia Kelly, who's Dublin editor with the Irish Times. And Olivia, we might just get the lay of the land on this first before we hear from Jean. Just talk us through what the council has decided to do and what the boss, Richard Shakespeare, what moves he's going to make.
Yes, and when you say what the council has decided to do, in this case, in relation to these plans, it's entirely for Richard Shakespeare, as in the city councillors actually have no role in this. Now, the vast majority of them have said that they support the implementation of this plan and aren't happy about any delays. It was due to come in, and these are the changes to the North and South Quays, which I think are probably of most interest to people, but as well a turn onto Pier Street. These changes were due to come in August. We haven't been given a specific date in August. And now he's saying, following the Minister, Emer Higgins, the Junior Minister for Enterprise, following her intervention on behalf of a number of businesses in the city, that he is going to examine a plan that has been put together. He's awaiting delivery of this, or sorry, not a plan, a study that's been put together by the City Centre Traders Alliance. Now, he says he's awaiting receipt of that. He doesn't have that yet. So it's not very clear how long he's going to take to, when he'll receive this plan, how long he'll take to review it, and then whether he would be in a position then, would he have enough time to do that and implement the changes in August, or would there be some delay? And the sort of length of the delay isn't clear either. Apparently, this group, this Traders Alliance group, is looking for it to be delayed until March or April of next year, which obviously will be a lengthy delay.
Mm. Because Olivia, he had previously said, indeed he was in here with us a couple of months ago, Richard Shakespeare, he previously said he was fully behind this plan behind its implementation.
Yeah. And as I say, so are the majority of councillors, even though they have no power in this particular instance. And that, I mean, in relation to these traffic changes and the Quays, there's other parts of the traffic plan that might involve, you know, the creation of a plaza there in front of the Custom House. Now, that would be something that would go to councillors for a vote. But these are traffic management changes, such as you might have seen, you know, several times over the years we've had the traffic flows around St. Stephen's Green changed. Now, that didn't go before the councillors to vote on. That didn't go out to a public consultation. Those were just done under the council's powers under the Roads and Traffic Acts. Similarly, changes on O'Connell Bridge, as we've already seen, that were necessary to get the new Lewis through back in 2017 when it started going through the city. These are just traffic management changes that the council has always done under its own powers. And it's really just this time out that things have seemed to have blown up into a massive deal.
Olivia, thanks very much for that update. As I said, we have Jean McCabe with us, CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland. Jean, you were at the meeting with the head of Dublin City Council yesterday, the aforementioned Richard Shakespeare. Explain to us, though, why you want this pause on the introduction of the traffic plan for Dublin.
Okay, I think what's really important to outline from the beginning, actually, is that a majority of retailers in the city centre are for the idea of transitioning to low traffic city centre, are for the idea of a zero emissions transport system. And they all want us to get to the stage where we have a vibrant, enjoyable, livable city centre. So I think it's really important to outline that it's not necessarily against the plan. The issue is that retailers have a legitimate concern around access of deliveries. For example, pharmacies could get up to 20 deliveries a day. There's loads of question marks still on how that would be facilitated regards the plan. But the main concern for retailers is the impact on footfall on the city. And the plan was devised in 2019, as you know, and the world has changed a lot since. Dublin has changed a lot since. And what we're seeing now is Dublin City Centre footfall is down about 20% in 2019. And when you put it into the overall context of where the retail landscape in Dublin is at the moment, the riots was only 8 months ago. We're dealing with a huge amount of cost increase around minimum wage, sick pay, and we're looking at declining footfall in the city centre. Yeah, we're just afraid of this plan.
Jean, can I just go back to what you were saying there about deliveries? Are you saying that that hasn't been addressed by Dublin City Council yet, how deliveries would get in and out to the businesses operating?
So there's still a huge amount of question marks around deliveries. Yes, for a number of companies and retailers within the city. And in fairness to Minister Higgins, she just facilitated a conversation between retailers and business groups like ourselves, Retail Excellence, to sit down with Dublin City Council and to try and understand and tease out these issues. So, and I think she's been very unfairly vilified for overreaching here. As far as I know, the last time when you facilitate a conversation with voices to be heard and legitimate concerns to be heard, that's how a democracy operates. Mm-hmm. And that is all the minister done.
Well, you probably can understand the councillors, though, feeling that she did stretch across their autonomy here in making decisions for Dublin City Council.
She didn't make any decisions for Dublin City Council.
No, their right to make a decision, that she's stretching across their right to make an autonomous decision by coming in and meeting them and asking them to pause it and asking Richard Shakespeare to pause it.
As far as I'm aware, the councillors were not involved in this decision around the traffic management changes. I think your journalist before me just outlined that.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that the minister is well within her rights to intervene in a Dublin City Council matter, despite how aggrieved the councillors feel about it?
She didn't intervene. She facilitated the conversation, literally, and that was all. So she got us all to sit down together. The consultation process from Dublin City Council, you know, has been quite one way. It's not conversational. In fairness, she opened the door to allow us to sit down with Richard Shakespeare, and he very diligently understood our concerns and heard our concerns, and they were all very legitimate concerns. Mm-hmm. So I think that's exactly how a consultation process should operate. Any plan that's going to have such an impact on the city has to listen to all stakeholders, and they all have to be concerned.
Yeah, I feel a bit confused about this, because Richard Shakespeare came in here to me and said he was fully in favour. In fact, the week he was in, he'd had a big meeting with Diageo. He said that they'd address their concerns in terms of deliveries. It sounded like they were completely across it. And then you're coming in to me today, a couple of weeks before this is due to go live, saying that the delivery issue has not been sorted out.
There's still lots of question marks for a lot of businesses on how goods will get to their doors.
But Jean, what did Richard Shakespeare say to you about that yesterday? Did he agree with you that a lot of questions haven't been answered, particularly in relation to how businesses would get their stock in and out?
Richard, in fairness to him, did listen to all the concerns and took on board the idea of a pause to allow for time to tease out those concerns with retailers and the DCC and NTA. And that has been the ask. Exactly that, to tease out those issues, because it all feels very rushed right now. But I think it's important to note, we all want to get to the same place, a vibrant, enjoyable, livable city. And we're not against the plan. We just need time to be able to tease out those issues. Mm-hmm.
How much time do you think it's going to take? What does a pause look like?
We've asked for a pause until the end of March to go through the details.
So you think that will give you enough time to sort it out?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important here to note that for any plan, it has been measured and it has been monitored and KPIs set around it. And we've asked to be able to work with DCC and the NTA to ensure the likes of the footfall numbers don't drop in the city centre. I think it's important to note, it's the larger context. Let's not look at this in silo. If we look at it in silo, we'll end up in trouble. If we look at it in the larger context that the city is in a fragile state, we just want to ensure that the transition is very measured and considered, and that it doesn't affect footfall in the city, therefore not affecting jobs.
Yeah, because Eamon Ryan said that the plan should go ahead because the biggest risk to jobs and the biggest risk to footfall is that the buses won't get through the traffic quickly enough. And he also says that walking and cycling will bring people in to the city. They'll spend more time there. Their spend will increase. Do you agree with all of that?
I think the ambition of the plan, brings Dublin into a very positive light, absolutely. But to get there, we just don't have the city is just too fragile to sustain any trial and error, to sustain any bedding in period. And that's the fear. So we want to make sure that it's done in a really measured way to ensure footfall isn't impacted, mm-hmm. that sales don't drop. Like, interesting, here's some interesting stats from the NTA. So this is these are their own numbers on car usage and public transport spend. So car usage within the city is about 28%. And when you look at spend of the consumer who travel by car, the consumer who travels by bus, car spend is about €131, bus spend is about €75. If we lived in an ideal world and all those car users became bus users, you're still looking at a decline of drop in 10% in sales. Because you all know, if you're going to town shopping at Christmas and you're looking to buy that big Lego box set from Bamba Toys there near Henry Street, you can't bring that home in your bus.
Yeah, but you'd probably have it delivered, and there'll probably be more people on the Lewis and on the bus than are currently, because they're not going to be in their cars. So you get some of those 25% that are currently driving in would be on the Lewis. So you'd have more higher volume of people, maybe spending a little less than a driver, but it would even out in the end, surely.
And that's exactly where we want to get to. But if you think about it, the public transport is not where it needs to be right now to be able to help, let's say, replace that footfall count. And that's what we fear. We just want to get to a place where it's much more measured and considered to ensure that footfall does not drop in the city, because it's too fragile to sustain it. We're not in 2019 anymore. We're in 2024. There's a lot of challenges within the city and that retailers face on an ongoing basis. We just want to make sure that we can get to the place where footfall isn't affected. Sales aren't affected. Jobs.
So you just mentioned something there now, where you've said that public transport mightn't be able to deal with this. So that's quite different to saying the logistics around deliveries need to be sorted out. So what tells you that there's going to be changes to the public transport system by the end of March?
There isn't going to be changes. What we wanted to do is spend time to go through and tease out the concerns in the plan and ensure as it's been implemented and rolled out up to 2028 that we are ensuring the footfall doesn't drop and that public transport can support, let's say, the offset of travellers coming in via car, that it's being replaced in public transport. The main aim here is ensuring that the city stays vibrant and that people are coming into it. But in getting there, the city's too fragile to sustain any drop in footfall, mm-hmm. therefore drop in sales, therefore drop in
But if
jobs.
If you got this pause, Jean, like, what would result in you supporting it fully, its go ahead in March? What would need to change between now and then?
Checks and balances to make sure it's been a success as it goes through the motions. I don't think there's any retailer in Dublin City Centre that would complain that footfall has gone up because more people are coming in on public transport. That's success. But to get there, we just need to make sure that there is no decline in footfall in the meantime. As I said, trial and error is not it's not somewhere that retailers can sustain at the moment. It's too fragile. And that's all we're asking, is time to tease out those concerns.
So it's nothing got to do with the plan. It's about footfall in general terms. So if the plan didn't change at all between now and then, if nothing was done to make sure that deliveries could get in and out and footfall dropped between now and the end of next March, you're saying that you still wouldn't support the plan?
Yeah, that is an issue. How can you maintain success if footfall is dropping in the city?
Yeah, that's a very different proposition for the cross-party councillors who support this, also for Dublin Chamber, because it moves the goalposts a little. If you're saying this is all going to be down, your support is dependent on footfall not dropping in the city, because previously you'd said you needed to iron this out and make sure that businesses could get their supplies in and out, but that's not really what you're saying. We want to see business not dropping in the city centre before we support this plan.
No, actually, I outlined that retailers have legitimate concerns around access and delivery still, and that there are still some grey areas in that and how that would happen for a lot of businesses. And I also, the main concern is the impact on footfall. And that is the absolute first concern. No retailer is complaining about an increase in footfall and how they got into the city. We just want to make sure that it stays vibrant and that doors stay open and that jobs are kept. And you mentioned the impact assessment survey that's due to come out in the next 2 weeks. I have seen the draft of it, and it will show a significant number of jobs will be at risk due to this plan if there is a drop in footfall.
But there won't be a drop in footfall due to the plan, because you want it delayed until March. So if the plan isn't in place, you know, between now and the end of March, any drop in footfall won't be as a result of the new Dublin traffic plan.
No, I think you're missed. What I'm saying is, as the plan has been implemented, there can't be...
But you don't want the plan to be implemented, so you won't be able to see the impact of it.
I never said that.
You just said to me you want it delayed until the end of March.
To take time to tease out the concerns of retailers.
Yeah, but then you're talking about the impact on footfall of the plan, and let's judge it at the end of March, but you won't be able to see it because it won't be implemented.
No, I never said to judge it at the end of March. You can't judge it at the end of March. There's been no changes made. What the time, the pause, is to be able to tease out the concerns of retailers around deliveries, around how it could be measured and checks and balances put in place as the plan is rolled out, let's say from March on, if we're living in an idealistic world, from March on, to make sure that we can determine what success or failure looks like, and that the plan can be agile enough to ensure that footfall maintains at a certain level within the city centre. Mm-hmm. That's the mission.
Yeah, but if footfall drops between now and then, and that's nothing got to do with the Dublin traffic plan, just say if it drops in general, you're saying you won't be in a position to support the plan at the end of March.
No, that doesn't make sense at all. You'd have to work off a baseline of what is, you know, the standard footfall count in Dublin City. It's irrelevant where the footfall is between now and March. The city can't sustain any drop in footfall while the plan has been enacted.
Okay, so you're guaranteeing that if your concerns around deliveries and access are met, that you will support this plan being introduced at the end of March?
No, I didn't say that either.
Okay. What's it going to take for you to support the introduction of the new Dublin City traffic plan at the end of March?
It would take checks and balances in place to ensure, as it's implemented, that it's a measured and controlled process and that footfall is monitored in line with changes as they are made. And if if footfall drops, then it's okay, that measure is having a negative impact on the city. And if footfall increases, that measure is having a positive impact in the city.
So you want it introduced on a testing basis so that it can be pulled back if it's not working?
Absolutely. It has to be agile.
Okay. And why delay that trial and error process until the end of March? Could that not happen in August?
Because there's no checks and balances or measures or monitors in place around the plan currently. And what we're asking for is the time to be able to implement them.
Okay. All right. Listen, we'll leave it there. Jean McCabe, who's CEO of Retail Excellence Ireland, thank you for joining us on the programme. And earlier we heard from Olivia Kelly. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.